Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our devotion this morning is found in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. Paul says, "Our citizenship, or our commonwealth, is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." My dear fellow redeemed, it would really be most appropriate for us these days to go around this week wishing each other Happy New Year. If you have any liturgical sense about you at all, you have noticed a change of colors and an emphasis upon coming, Advent. But you also recognize that really the church is not something that begins and ends, but is more of a cycle. For think of the last days and Sundays of the church year. We are told to be ready, to not be asleep, for the end draweth nigh. But in Advent, we also look forward. We look forward to comings. And there's a threefold emphasis in Advent. Some like to make sharp lines between them. If you listen carefully, they really very carefully blend. And we talk about the coming of the Christ child at Bethlehem. And certainly we are not deluded or playing a charade of saying we are waiting for a historical event that took place. We await to commemorate and to give thanks and to spend time afresh and anew, welcoming the Christ child into our hearts. For the Lord also comes daily to us. He continues to come in His grace and in His mercy, in word and sacrament. And yes, we eagerly await His coming in glory. So on the basis of our text this morning, let us look at citizenship, heavenly citizenship, if you will, because Paul posits here that our citizenship, our commonwealth, is in heaven. It is from this commonwealth or home that we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Citizenship is not something that is taken lightly. I would think these days, if we would talk about those citizens of the United States which are being held captive in Iran, they are not taking their citizenship lightly. They would like to exercise the full privileges of that citizenship. But where is our citizenship? And why is it there? We lost. The whole human race lost in Adam and Eve its citizenship in paradise, if you will. Not only did it lose its citizenship, it lost all means whereby to regain that citizenship. But the Lord from the very first had mercy on His people, and He promised the kingdom of heaven would come again. It would come to them. They would have citizenship regained. And the Jewish people knew that. It is true. They got their politics and theology mixed up once in a while. But they knew about the return of citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. And so indeed, down through the ages, the Lord preserved the faith in his people by his promises. In Advent, we look forward to the completion of that promise and commemorating it, for in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made under the law, to save those who were under the law, you and me. And we dare not forget that the babe in Bethlehem, clothed with all the sentimentality that we like to wrap around that babe, did not stay a babe in Bethlehem. It is he that lived that perfect life for you and for me. It is he that died that atoning sacrifice for you and for me, and who rose again for you and for me. And so citizenship was regained for all men. The sacrifice was complete. The life was full and complete. But all men do not enjoy that citizenship. Just preceding our text, we have those words talked about the enemies of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who have their mind set on earthly things. But then the Holy Spirit moves Paul to say, but our citizenship, our view is in heaven. But that you did not earn. That has been given to you. That you got in your baptism when the Lord came to you in grace and has given you the power to continue to live in that grace. For which one of us would dare say this morning that we still do not have that sinful flesh, that old Adam still clinging to us? Think about your Advent preparation so far. How many of us dare admit that that flesh is not clinging, and that the description that Paul gives of the enemies still applies to that sinful flesh of ours? Do not we, in the flesh, still glory in the things of this world and not look at our citizenship in heaven? And so another message of Advent that comes to us is value that citizenship. Let Christ continue to come to you in grace. You can drown that flesh. Remember those words of Luther, that it is by daily contrition and repentance we can drown the old Adam, and we daily let forth the new man come forth and arise. And we do that by staying close in word and in sacrament. And so we have citizenship in heaven. And it is from there, from this home that we long for, that our text says that we eagerly await a Savior. And leaving no doubt, identifies the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord did not just leave us. He promised to come again. Think of the Ascension Mount, where it said, this same Jesus which was taken up from you shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. or the words of our Lord himself, where he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, then I will come again and receive you unto myself. We are the ones that he is speaking about when he says, I have called you by name. You are mine. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of them by me. I hold them in my hand. No man can pluck them out. That's how sure our citizenship is. No man can pluck us out of his hand. And so, yes, we eagerly look forward to the final redemption, the final culmination of our salvation, of our sanctification, to be free from the flesh, to be home. For it is this Jesus who has the power and has promised that in the end time, when he comes in glory, that he will change our lowly flesh, and that we will have bodies like unto his glorious body. So, my dear Christian friends, think of your heavenly citizenship during this time of Advent. Let us look forward to commemorating that birth in Bethlehem, to be sure, remembering that it is indeed that life and death and resurrection that bought for us our citizenship. Remember during this Advent time that he continues to come to us in word and sacrament, and that we have daily renewal in our Lord and Savior. And yes, eagerly anticipate with Paul. Say, I have a desire to depart. It is far better. We long for the return of our heavenly King. May God grant each and every one of us this kind and glorious celebration of this Adventide. Amen.